Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn the last Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama and the first Mishnah in Maseches Baba Metzia. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schus Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher to find Reziva Gahagun Bikar of Mamish. And this Mishnah is somewhat similar to the previous one, discussing what a person is allowed to keep and what they're not allowed to. So the Mishnah tells us Meichan Shakavis Mitzi Harelu Shaloi V'Shasayrik Mitzi Harelu Shabal Abayis. This is talking about unprocessed wool. A guy has a bunch of sheep. He shears them. He has all this wool, and first he gives it to the Kaves, the guy who's going to clean them, and then he gives them to the Sayrik, the guy who's going to comb them and make them nice and smooth and take out all the impurities. So first the Mishnah told us that these meichen, these little tufts of wool, they got separated from the main clump of wool that's being washed. The kaivis is allowed to keep these little tufts, these little meichen, because the baal bayis, the guy who owns the wool, is not makbid. That's why the guy who's cleaning them is allowed to keep them. However, the sayrik, the guy who's combing them to take out all the impurities, whatever he takes out, he's not allowed to keep them. Those belong to the baal bayis because he really ends up pulling out a lot when he's combing them, kind of like a girl when she brushes her hair. Often lots of hair gets pulled out. That's something the baal bayis is makbid about. He does not want the sayrik to keep them, and so the sayrik has to return them. Now, onto discussing clothing. The kaivis, the launderer, he takes three strings and they belong to him. Back in the day, when a person had a new garment woven for him, he would give it to the kaivis, who's not only a cleaner, he also would trim all the extra threads off of it to make sure it was nice and misudar and clean and didn't have threads sticking out all over the place. And it was fairly normal to have three threads sticking out, and that's it. And so these three threads are something that the kaivis can keep. However, Yasser Mikain, if there's more than three threads sticking out, those have to be given to the Baal Bayis because he's makbid about them. Now, if these threads sticking out were black and the piece of clothing was white, even if it's more than three, the kaivis is allowed to take all of them and they belong to him because the guy doesn't want black threads. It's a white garment. What's he going to do with black threads? So the kaivis is allowed to keep all of them. Onto similar situations, if the tailor, when he was fixing or sewing a garment, left enough thread sticking out of it that he's able to sew something with that thread, or when the tailor was cutting and trimming and making sure that the garment that he was sewing was nice and even, he ended up trimming off a piece of cloth. It was 3x3 fingers. Harei elu shabal bayis, that belongs to the baal bayis because he's makbid on it. On to discuss a carpenter. Mashachar shmoitzi b'matzad harei elu shaloi. Whatever wood trimmings the carpenter ends up trimming off with his matzad, which is like a plane that smooths out the wood, makes it nice and straight. So these little trimmings belong to him because they're very small. However, v'chashil, whatever he cuts off the wood with an axe, these are much larger pieces, shabal bayis, that belongs to the baal bayis, meaning the owner of the wood. However, from Haya Oisa Eitz Baal Bayis, if he's doing all this wood in the Roshos of the Baal Bayis, Afan Asersha Baal Bayis, even the sawdust, these tiny little specks of wood that come off the work, even those belong to Baal Bayis because he's in the Baal Bayis' Roshos. With this, we finish Maseches Baba Kama. Mazel are finishing the entire Masech together, just like we Zecha finished this Masech together, we Zecha finish the entire Seder together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. And moving right along onto the brand new Masechta, Bava Metzia. And as opposed to Baba Kama, which dealt mostly with Nezikin, laws of damages, Bava Metzia is unique in that a majority of the Masechta deals with various types of civil law. Prominently featured in the first and second program are halachas dealing with lost objects. The third parak deals with shaimrim. Other topics include lending and borrowing with interest, dinim and responsibilities of shaimrim, various halachas regarding hiring and paying workers, and many more. Now, as we just mentioned, in the first two program, we're going to be dealing with lost objects, and the first primarily focuses on when and how one can keep an item that they found. And the following word is extremely important for the majority of the Masechta. We've definitely encountered it before, and the word is muchzik, which means the one currently in possession of the thing under discussion. We know there's a halachic presumption, a chazaka, that whatever a person is holding on to belongs to him, and he doesn't have to prove it. If you're holding on to a $10 bill, we can't go over to you and say, we'll prove that $10 is yours. You are the muchzik, and anyone desiring to take it away, he has to bring proof that it's really his. As we say, hamoitzi mechaveri, olivar raya, the one attempting to take from his friend, he's the one that has to bring the proof. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, shnei mechazim betalis, two guys come to bezin, and they're both holding on to a talis, a garment, each one's holding on to the edge. Each one says, I found it. No, I found it. And each one claims that the entire thing is mine. So what do we do over here? Here we have a suffix we don't know. Therefore, each one has to make a shvua. He has to swear that he doesn't own less than half of it, and that way he's not making a false shvua because he definitely doesn't own less than half of it. And we split it in half. Each guy walks away with half of his garment. Now let's say it was slightly different. One guy says the entire thing is mine. The other guy says half of it's mine. So I'm the guy that claims that the entire thing is his, he has to swear that he doesn't own less than 3/4 of it. And the one who's claiming that only half of it's his, he swears that he doesn't own less than 1/4 of it. This one gets 3 parts of it, and the other guy gets 1/4 of it, and that way it's considered a fair division. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.